The speed up sound with Kyle Meredith.
The Afghan Whigs were formed earlier this decade and even made it official with 2014's excellent Due to the Beast LP. They're back with the follow-up in this Chapter 2 version of their run, a sometimes eerie record that paints a picture full of gothic imagery over late-night grooves and piano lines. Speaking with Greg Dooley about In Spades, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.
Comeback record out of the way, did it feel more like business this time around? Was there a different sense going into this record than the last time?
Sure. Basically, like, you know, back to work. But this one was done a little more cohesively. And most of this record was cut live with everyone in the room together. At least the basic tracks of 8 of the 10 songs were done that way. So in that regard, much different than the last record, which was like iterations of members of the group. You know, this was the entire six-man group, all hands on deck.
Wow. And I know everyone's sort of concentrated on the darkness of these songs and everything, but I gotta say, I've had a lot of fun listening to it. Like, they may be dark songs, but they're fun dark songs.
I don't think they're mopey. You know, I think they have a degree of mischief involved with them. You know, people are multidimensional. I think the songs are too. It can be fun and sexy and complicated and scary all at once.
I mean, it really has lent something to this record because, like I said, I mean, I loved the last record, and I think I gushed to you enough about that one as well. But this one feels like something entirely different. And, you know, if you want to call this version 2 of the Afghan Whigs, you know, or whatever, it's such a different trajectory than your first time around, which I'm sure is something an artist needs to hear as well as go after.
That's what you aspire to do as an artist, you know, is keep pushing yourself. Like, if we were to have come back and just done, you know, anything that we've done before, it's sort of like, who cares, you know? Mm-hmm. We wouldn't. I mean, I enjoyed doing the reunion tour, but we did like 60-something shows. And, you know, I mean, I was singing songs that were half my life ago. So you have to have something in front of you that, you know, appeals to the person you are now. So I think we've done an excellent job of representing ourselves as who we are now.
So when a haze of feverish lights, the cedar arrives to the throne.
Is some of this imagery have anything to do with what's been going on, with everything happening out there?
But the artistic imagery?
Sure, or even, yeah, just the metaphorical imagery in your lyrics. You know, dark music for dark times, that whole cliche.
You know what affected me was the never-endingness of it. That campaign was always like, it was like herpes all day long. You know what I mean? Like, it just kept coming back. Like, I mean, I was exhausted by it. And the negativity, the daily negativity of it, like, it was suffocating to me, honestly. I really didn't like anybody involved in it. You know what I mean? And just wanted it to go away. And then once it began to come into focus, I was like, oh dear. But, you know, that's the way life works.
Kind of laughing when Demon in Profile came out because you'd gone from a beast to a demon, and you know that definitely, and of course the artwork in itself, I mean there's a lot of imagery that's just projected in there that sort of does set the tone, whether you mean to set it in that way or not. I guess it's the way it's perceived,
right? Sure.
Yeah,
sure. Or is it a tribute to Dio?
I would love it if you said 100% that this record is a tribute to Dio.
I will tell you this. Big fan of Ronnie James Dio. Met him once. Could not have been a nicer person.
Really?
Oh.
That's good. That's good.
Yep.
I mean, you want people to live up sort of to the idea, but it's nice to hear that they're all human too. All you musicians are human.
Yeah, I saw Ronnie James Dio singing Rainbow, so I go back that far.
On the more personal side for you guys, did Dave's health affect this album?
We were pretty much done with the record when we found out that Dave was sick. The only thing I had left to do was to write the lyrics for I Got Lost and sing them. And that's the only performance that came after the diagnosis. So, okay. We were all unaware, Dave included, during the making of the record. So
yeah, fortunate timing, I guess, when you're putting something like this together.
Never a good time to get diagnosed with cancer.
No.
Yeah.
Rick Dooley of the Afghan Whigs. Their latest is called In Spades and is now available. For more of my interviews, head over to Facebook or Twitter /Kyle Meredith. Thanks to Chris Allman for co-producing and editing this episode. And from the studios of WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.